This is a CBC podcast.
Matthew Strickland recently published his first graphic novella, and he's not stopping there. Melissa Tobin dropped by his studio and brings us this piece.
My name is Matthew Strickland. I'm the owner-operator of Varnson Inc. Golden Life of Francis Fairview is a graphic novella that's just been released on the digital platform Comixology. I wrote it originally as a short story. Around that time, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I really started getting into a lot of Alan Moore work, whether that be V for Vendetta or From Hell, or some Frank Miller stuff. And I had this illustrated short story, so it just seemed like the natural thing to do, to turn it into a graphic novella. It's very dark. That's kind of my sensibility. If you look at my catalog of work, most of my work is fairly dark in nature and theme. The story itself is the story about a young boy who, in an effort to discover who he is, he goes on a journey to discover who his father was. And the story takes him on a journey all across the globe and kind of back to where he began. And he finds out some pretty interesting and unexpected things about himself and his family.
It was a red world of filth and science, where the rich sat safely in cloud-piercing skyscrapers, while crime and violence exploded below.
I took the traditional approach 3 years ago and queried literary agents and various comic publishing houses, and I basically met with little to no success. So I'm kind of out of frustration. I basically just stuck it on the shelf for a couple of years and moved into my next project. It wasn't until this past summer that Comixology, which is basically the iTunes of the comics world, they opened their submission guidelines to allow any user to submit a comic for review for possible publication. And I submitted it, and 7 months later I found out that they were accepting it. So here we are. Them accepting it for publication kind of forced my hand in terms of exploring self-publication, in terms of releasing a hard copy. Really, the challenging side of things is the marketing, because it's one thing to print a couple hundred copies and have them in your basement, but then to get the word out there and create some demand. My hope for this project is kind of already coming to fruition. I essentially wanted to get it off my shelf and get it out to the public in some capacity, whether that be to, you know, a handful of people in Gander, or obviously with the way the digital universe works, you can reach mass audience pretty easily. I suspect it took me about 3 years to make it. I mean, the writing process was the easy part. I probably wrote the story itself in a weekend and then spent 3 years developing the art for it. I feel like I'm maturing as an artist with each project that I tackle. I like to think each project I make is a little better than the last one. By that logic, if I continue to make projects, then at some point they should be good.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.